The question is asked, if I'm worshiping Gurudev Shila, I have to leave Braj for a few weeks. Should I leave the Shila in Vrindavan or take the Shila with me? So it depends on what your bhava is. If you have the bhava of a mother for a child, then the answer is obvious. Huh? Vashana Shila. I never heard of that.
It's a strong
form. Okay. Well, the same applies. If you have the love for a mother for a child, what would the mother say? Would the mother leave her child in Vrindavan and take it with her? So you have that love of the mother for a child, you have that love for your Shila, whoever that Shila is, Shalagram Gauran. I never read in Shastra about Varsana Shila, but it's pretty popular these days. All kinds of interesting things. Varsana Shila. Then you take her or he or whoever it is. Take her with you. Gauran Shila and Shalagram Shila travel all around the world because the bondage between Krishna and the devotee is inseparable. So, because the bondage of the devotee and Ishtadevata is one of love, so love never breaks. True love never breaks. So if you love Krishna, you can't live without Krishna. So you take him wherever you go. Prabhupada in the Krishna book, before it was edited, in the Krishna book in the Govardhan chapter 24, he, in the end of the book, he says, it's an original edition of the Krishna book. He said, sometimes devotees take a Gauranga Shila home and worship it just like Krishna in the temple. So therefore, the members of our Krishna conscious movement can take a Shila from Gauranga, a stone from Gauranga, and take him home and worship him just like a deity in the temple. Prabhupada said that in his book. Now in 1969, when the Krishna book was printed by BBT ISKCON, there was no temples in India. So Prabhupada's telling the members of ISKCON, we're in Montreal, San Francisco, New York, London, Hamburg, somewhere in Germany, there's about 8 temples, and all the temples were in Western countries. So Prabhupada was telling, giving permission, you could take Gauranga Shila out of Vrindavan and take it to the West and worship. This is right in Prabhupada's books, Krishna book. I have it in my room, I can show you. So that also applies to your, what you call Varsana Shila. No, I don't know about this. I've met people over the last 30 years that have Shilas like this. They say that. I never read in Shastra or heard from my guru. But that's your bhava. Everything is based on bhava. But it's your bhava, your feeling. But Lord Chaitanya gave 2 murtis to worship. What 2 murtis did he give to Gaudiya Vaishnavas directly to worship? That's one. Who he gave it to? Lord Chaitanya personally gave Gauranga Shila that he was worshipping for 3 years to Raghunath Das Goswami. What is the other murti that Lord Chaitanya gave to a devotee to worship? Mahabhu, who did he give? He gave one other murti to Sanjayi to worship. Tricky question. Yeah. Another verse, another murti. Any guesses? Chota Govidas, Galadhar Pandit. These are the two murtis directly given by Lord Chaitanya. He wanted Rupa Sanatan to go to Vrindavan and find the Lupta Thakur, find the hidden murtis. But he didn't give any drink. He just gave a water to Rupa Sanatan, come to Vrindavan and find the hidden murtis. So he found Madan Mohan and Govindaji. Sanatan Goswami found Madan Mohan and Rupa Govindaji. But Lord Chaitanya ordered Galadhar Pandit to worship Chota Govindas. We tested on this in their exam.